"Where are we?" Mark asked, taking a slightly labored breath. "I don't know. We all got knocked out, same as you." Dylan gestured to a fairly large lump on his forehead. "Mark, who is this man? He obviously knows you." Mark swallowed hard, wishing he could disappear. "I don't know," he lied, hoping Dylan wouldn't be able to tell. He leaned his head against the wall and closed his eyes. Dylan looked at him worriedly, but didn't press further. "Miss, are you okay?" he asked instead. "Yeah, fine," came an unconvincing reply. "Where's Sander?" "They didn't get her?" Dylan asked excitedly, a faint ray of hope emerging into his mind. "Apparently not," Miss replied sourly. "I didn't ask for any of this," she nearly shouted.
"I didn't either," a new voice broke in, thin, low, and sickeningly gentle.
"No, no, dearest Mark. You know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you?" Mark's eyes popped open, but he said not a word.
"Listen, you," Smirnoff's voice rumbled, obviously directed at Mark. "I'm going to make you pay dearly for what you did. I'm your worst nightmare. You're going to pay the ultimate price. But first," he went on coolly, "you're going to suffer, just as I did. How about watching your friends?"
He broke off his sentence as the doors to the cell rattled loudly open. Stepping into the cell, Smirnoff grabbed Dylan roughly by the arm and dragged him out of the chamber. Shoving him onto the floor, Smirnoff locked the cell door and pulled out a .45 pistol out of the leather holster hanging by his side.
"What are you going to do with that?" Miss asked, trembling.
"Patience, my dear, patience, all in due time." Smirnoff grinned evilly, enjoying Miss's helplessness. He grabbed Dylan's collar and pulled him off the floor, thrusting the weapon into his hand.
"Shoot her," he commanded fiercely, ready to make a move if Dylan dared try something else.
Dylan's voice trembled. "No, I won't, not ever," he stammered, his face as white as a sheet. Smirnoff rolled his eyes.
"Then I will assist you."
"Really, Dylan, I thought this would be more entertaining." Miss stood up, shaking with fear.
"Please, no," she begged.
Smirnoff laughed, sending chills down his captive's spine. He prepared to press Dylan's hand to squeeze the trigger. It inched backwards.
"No!" Miss screamed as the gun resounded with a bang that echoed like a bomb going off around the room.
Simultaneously, a figure jumped out in front of Miss's body and crumpled to the floor.
"Mark!" Miss gasped in horror.
Mark had leapt up and stepped in front of Miss to take the deadly bullet for her. He moaned and clutched at his chest as blood oozed from the wound. Smirnoff's face was a mask of rage. He wrenched the gun from Dylan's hand, preparing to finish what he had started. Dylan took the opportunity to knock the burly figure off balance, and he crashed to the floor, striking his head with a thudding crack.
"Oh, Mark!" Miss sobbed, kneeling beside him.
Mark struggled to breathe, already weak from loss of blood, and his lungs, still not fully healed, did not help.
"I had to," Miss, he gasped out. It was all he could manage.
Dylan had unlocked the cell with Smirnoff's keys and was now beside Mark's limp form.
"Come on, buddy. It's going to be okay. Stay with me," Dylan begged.
"Dylan! Miss! Mark!" a panic-stricken voice echoed from far away.
"Are you down there?"
"Yes, Sander, thank God. We're down here. Hurry, Mark has been shot!"